This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show on this Wednesday, August the 26th. I'm Terry Toad. We have a full crew in studio today. We are going to get a chance to talk with Albert Oberle and Sam Whitlow about the Schramm City Fall Festival, and we're pleased to have Ken Reed, along with Melissa Belovich and Tracy Koster and our good friend Mickey Robinson from the Cold Country Chamber. We're going to talk about activities at the Carlinville Area Hospital. The place has been hopping lately. But first off, to our friends from Schramm City, first ever Fall Festival coming up on Saturday, September the 12th, and Sam Whitlow, we'll go with you.
Okay. Yeah.
So tell us, why did you decide to have a fall festival in Schramm City?
Well, we got together and everybody, Albert said we ought to start doing something. Everybody, all the other little towns is doing something, so we put this together this year and see how it's going to go and try to get it bigger and better every year. And our anniversary is going to come up, what, in 2 years?
2017 will be our 110th anniversary.
So we're going to try to have something a little bit bigger by then. So, and we're going to have bounce houses for the kids, cakewalk, climbing wall, and games. And basically, other than the climbing wall, I think, basically about everything's free for the kids. The bounce house, and we're going to try to make it friendly as we can.
Okay. Albert, tell us about some of the entertainment you've got going.
Yeah, we've got Scrap Iron and Gold. They'll perform from 10:30 to 12:30 that day. And then Forgiven will perform from 1 to 3:30. Forgiven's going to do 50s and 60s because it's going to coordinate with our car crews, which is going to be from 10 to 2. Sam's kind of in charge of the car crews. That's going to be over at the Bailey's Bistro parking lot. And our festival this year is actually on the FACO property at their pavilion, which is located on Route 16 and Fry Avenue.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
No. FACO's actually celebrating their 25th anniversary of being in the village.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
So they're kind of taking part in this whole celebration as well then.
Correct,
yeah.
Yes.
That's neat. What sort of vendors, what sort of crafts, what food booths, that sort of thing?
Well, the church is going to have food booths, and FACO's going to sell some kind of food, and we're going to have a cakewalk and bingo, and we're going to try to have a pretty decent day. We're going to have washer tournaments and beanbag and a little bit of everything.
Washer tournaments get a little intense at times.
Yeah.
You're going to have the authorities there to control things?
As long as they don't start throwing them at each other.
I understand you're going to try to have a reunion as well.
Yes. Schramm City School all-class reunion will be from 1 to 4, and it'll be at our Village Hall, which will actually be a first for them. They've always held their reunions in Hillsboro. And so
the Schramm City School gets to actually hold their reunion in Schramm City this time.
Correct.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. Are there reservations that are needed, or you just show up?
You know, as far as I know, you just show up. Betty Bledsaw and Alice McDice have been a part of that. I think Betty's led that for the last 11 years, and so we've been working with them. And she actually sent out our flyer to all the people who normally attend. So,
do you usually have a pretty good turnout?
You know, I attended last year, and I think there was around 40 to 50 people there.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. So this is all set for Saturday, September the 12th.
Correct.
Anything that needs to be signed up for ahead of time, for as far as participation is concerned?
We still have some craft space available. Okay. The spaces are 10 by 10, and they go for $20. And so you can either call the Village Hall at 532-3449 or give Sam and Barb a call.
Yeah. 532-6375.
All righty. That's Saturday, September 12th, the first fall festival in Schramm City.
Right. And it's free and friendly to kids. That's what we're working for this year.
Okay. How many cars are you going to have?
I don't have no idea. You never know.
I know. That's the same answer you give me every time I ask it, Sam.
We are hoping.
I should know by now, right?
Right.
We are hoping for a day like today, though. Yes. It'd be beautiful.
Oh, I tell you, yeah. You better talk to Randy Perangi, the morning guy. Okay. You know, he's the guy that's in charge of giving the weather forecast. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to blame anybody, blame him.
Okay.
Sam Whitlow, Albert Overly. Guys, thanks for stopping by. Good luck. We'll probably touch base with you again between now and the 12th just to see how things are going. And we hope to have a good turnout that day.
So, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sam Whitlow and Albert Overly. Fall Festival, Sram City, coming up on Saturday, September the 12th. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk to our friends from the Carlinville Area Hospital, and they've recently joined as full-fledged members of the Coal Country Chamber and our Coal Country Chamber of Commerce program, which is always here on WSMI AM 1540 and on the last Wednesday of the month. And Ken Reed, who is the CEO, you've had a tremendous a bit of activity at the hospital going on here in the last year or so.
Right, Terry. Well, first off, thanks for having us here this morning. We always appreciate the opportunity to talk about the hospital and our services. Yes, about a year ago, we broke ground on a medical office building, and it's well underway with an expected completion date of mid-October. And we have a projected move-in date of the November 2nd. So we're excited about the project.
And this is not something you decide 3 weeks ago that we're going to do this thing. This has been in the works for years.
Right. When we went through the analysis of our replacement facility, which we completed 5 years ago, so we've been in our new facility for 5 years. Part of the master campus plan was to have a medical office building. So we were very fortunate to find funding. Partnering with MJM, they were able to get approval on a USDA loan for some of the monies, and we had some reserve cash. Plus, we received a very nice gift from Dan and Shirley Millard, so that was made the project possible.
And when you start putting together a new facility like this, there's a lot of different procedures you have to follow, plans you have to adhere to. It's not just something that you throw together and say, okay, we can do this. So there's a lot of background work that goes along with this. And I don't think people realize it unless you're involved.
Well, we spent well over a year determining what we would have in the facility. We looked at different services, and some of the services we have added, for example, is we're going to have space for adult senior care or behavioral health. We're going to relocate our rehab services to this facility, give them more space because we've actually outgrown our current space, and we're introducing programs, warm pool therapy or aqua therapy for those patients that can benefit with that type of therapy. Plus, we're locating our primary care physician clinic there, Carnival Family Healthcare, and also Springfield Clinic are going to plan to locate their offices in this building.
Boy, it's a whole new ball game now, isn't it?
Well, the emphasis in healthcare is on outpatient services, ambulatory services, and we've I think tried to accommodate that. We had that in mind when we built the new facility, and we certainly had it in mind for this project.
Tracy Koster is the director of HR and communication outreach, and CAH is one of the bigger employers in town, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. We are.
How many people? I always like to, when I give a speech about the radio station, I always have somebody ask me, how many people work at the radio station? I say, oh, about half. Now, I know that's not the case at the hospital. How many people are employed at the hospital?
Well, if you count full-time, part-time, and then we have people that work on per diem, kind of as-needed basis, we have about 190 right now. We have about 138 to 140 that are regular full-time, part-time employees.
One of the great things is that for a hospital in a community like Carlinville is that your friends and your neighbors work at the hospital, and so I think there's more of a connection.
Absolutely, absolutely. You get more of the family atmosphere. You become friends. You care about each other. You know what's going on. They feel like they're a face, they're a name, and they don't get lost.
Their kids play together on soccer teams and softball teams and all that sort of stuff. Yeah,
absolutely. They don't get lost in the big world.
And that's one of the advantages of a hospital the size of Carlinville Area Hospital, the personal care, the one-on-one contact.
Oh, absolutely. It's the personal touch that we can give each other, but we can also give to patients and visitors, people from the community. I mean, we're taking care of our friends and family.
So you're really looking forward to this new facility opening
up. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for us in the community.
Kind of a boost to the, I guess, the morale of the staff as well, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. They're excited. The Carlinville Family Healthcare, they're excited to be coming out to the campus, but also other staff are excited to have the building and, you know, just a new addition.
We're talking with Ken Reed, Tracy Koster, and we're going to go talk with Melissa Belovich. And Melissa is the communications director at Carlinville Area Hospital. And that kind of covers a whole wide range of things, doesn't it, Melissa?
Yes, absolutely. One of my main initiatives is to get out in the community and do community wellness events. We recently hosted the National Kidney Mobile, and this offered free prevention, education, health screenings for diabetes and kidney disease. We were able to see over 60 people when the Kidney Mobile came out, which is great. A lot of these people would not have came to get these screenings had it not been for this event. And we're out in the community at least twice a month. We go out to the schools. We do health fairs for employees. We recently were at MJM, did a health fair for their employees. So we target our events at all ages. It's very important for us to be out there educating the community on different wellness topics.
With the media, different types of media available now, and the amount of information that needs to get disseminated, this is probably going to keep you busy for a while.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and especially with the medical office building opening now, that's going to be a big push just to make sure everyone knows what we have there, how great the building is, what a great addition it is for the community. So it's very busy, yes.
So if a group or a business wants to get in on this, they should contact you. Are there certain parameters that you have to have, you know, like a parking lot or
Not at all. Several of our departments can go out and guest speak for different events, different groups. We go to the Lions Club. All sorts of things. We can talk to kids of school age all the way to senior citizens. Our TCU, which is our transitional care unit, very proud to offer that service to our community. They do something where they go to seniors and talk about cane height. Is your cane height safe? How to prevent falls. They talk about medication safety and different things. Just wonderful things for the senior population. But we also talk to school-age children about, you know, bicycle helmets and just the importance of nutrition and fitness. So we can kind of go. We have a wide range of speakers available, obviously free of charge. And they can contact me at the hospital by calling 854-3141 and my extension's 264, or they can just ask for me. And
of course, I think the schools love this sort of thing, mm-hmm. only because they've been trying to preach this stuff for years,
right.
About better nutrition, makes better students and, you know, and keeps everybody healthy and a chance for the hospital to come in there and present its mm-hmm. A lot of times you have to have a different source tell you, you know, that, hey, this is really a good idea.
And we also do hospital tours for the schools, and the kids love that. And they can see the one-on-one, the hands-on, and our departments are great. They talk to them about the importance of all these different things, and it really gets their attention. So we're happy to do hospital tours as well.
When you talk to students, what are some of the couple? You have a couple of interesting questions that usually get asked.
Actually, their first question is always, "How much money do you make?"
Well, that's just normal.
It's kind of funny, but no, they're actually really interested in learning what they can eat. Our therapists go out and teach exercises to the kids, which is pretty cool. They like that. So that they talk to them about, you know, nutrition and just getting up in the morning and stretching. And they ask a lot of questions about that. They're interested. They want to be healthy. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I just think it's a symbiotic relationship with the community and the schools and getting
Absolutely.
That information out and keeping people healthy. That's what it's all about. And Ken, and as you get ready to get into this new facility here, you know, there's a big push on information for all age groups. There's a big push on making sure that people don't have to travel very far if they need some therapy and that sort of thing. And this is going to mean so much to the community and to Macoupin County.
Right. And one of the other features of our building is a community room. That was something we did a lot exploring with other communities and saw what their facilities offered. And with the term I'm going to use, population health, education, like you said, for wellness, that's going to become a more and more important thing as we move forward in our country to help, you know, control our healthcare costs. So if we can do preventive measures and preventive care and education, we think that'll go a long way to keeping our folks healthy.
40 years ago, the idea of well care and prevention, well, it was out there, but it really wasn't pushed. And now it's amazing how the medical community has convinced everybody that really the old saying, ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure, it really, really is that way. Is that part of the message that you get out, Melissa?
Yeah, definitely. Another thing that we do, we talk about like signs and symptoms of a heart attack and stroke. And we have had patients tell us because of listening to the speaker, we knew to watch for the signs. And there's actually been a case where someone caught it early, thanks to our staff and one of the events that we did out in the community. So we're always preaching that. And it's nice. I mean, people listen. So we're really happy that we're here for our community and that we're able to help them.
Tracy, back to you. A question for you, since you're a part of the Human Resources HR department. The people that are employed by the hospital, they're involved in all sorts of different things, not only with the hospital, but in the community themselves.
Absolutely. They live in the community, so they volunteer for things that they have interest in, maybe their local churches, maybe their kids' activities, events. But they're also, they volunteer for our activities and events. They like to get out into the community. They like to do the programs and help to educate the community on their knowledge and what we can provide and do for them.
As you were planning, Ken, to pull this all together, I suspect you probably visited some other facilities.
Well, that's exactly
what. And maybe got some ideas.
Right. That's exactly what we did spend a lot of time on, because we wanted to make sure that if we're going to invest in this facility, mm-hmm. that it's a long-term investment and that we're going to provide those services that make sense for our community. Most of what you need to receive in the way of health care, we can provide in Carlinville at our hospital, Carlinville Area Hospital. So, and our goal is to, if we can provide the service, keep that care local, and that prevents and helps keep the patients from having to travel for their services, whether it's a specialty service or like seeing a specialist as well.
And of course, with small communities trying to, do what they can economically to stay healthy, to keep the population happy, to keep people in town. I think an addition like Carlinville Area Hospital is huge to the community.
Well, the economic benefit of a small hospital in any community goes a long way. As Tracy indicated, we have quite a few employees, and that brings and keeps jobs in our community. It helps keep the professional medical community in your hometowns. So you have the physicians and the technicians and all the support staff that goes along with running a hospital. Otherwise, if folks had to leave town, you didn't have that services, you would lose your medical community as well.
Yeah, yeah. And just the advantage of being close to home.
Right.
I mean, it really is a huge thing where you don't have to spend 40 minutes to an hour traveling someplace to get some physical therapy or whatever.
Right. And I think we're very proud of the level of services we can provide. And one of the key services we provide are emergency services. And we've worked hard to become stroke ready, so that if we have a patient that presents that has the symptoms and signs of stroke, we do an assessment evaluation. We get them up to the tertiary hospitals where they can treat them effectively. But and the same thing with our stat heart program. Again, where if a patient presents in the emergency room, we stabilize them, analyze what they need to have done, and we can get them to the facilities they need for the follow-up care.
Does the level of technology surprise even you?
It's changing quickly. One of the services we've talked about expanding on is telemedicine, and we're partnering with not only SIU but some of the other referring hospitals such as St. John's and Memorial in Springfield on those types of programs as well.
Never used to be that way, where people, the hospitals got together in the medical community. It was kind of a competition, and now everybody's communicating with each other. It's a wonderful situation for the community and for the healthcare of the community.
Yeah, we've recognized that collaboration, not only with the larger partners, but even some of the local partners, local communities make sense on working together to provide services we can't provide alone.
So, Melissa, is there going to be a grand opening?
There will be a ribbon cutting. It's not scheduled yet. Hopefully, we're hoping October. You'll definitely know about it, Terry, when that is scheduled. Trust me.
Well, and I know how these things go sometimes that you plan that, okay, well, this is kind of the date and where we're going to have to push it back a month. And then maybe if just another couple of weeks.
Right. So I'm not going to throw out a date on live radio.
But sometime this fall.
Yes. Yes. And I also want to mention on September 12th, we are hosting our annual Auxiliary 5K. And along with our 5K, we have a wellness fair. And this is a wellness fair for all ages. And this starts at 8 a.m. And it's on the parking lot at the hospital. We have face painting for the kids. We have healthy snacks. We have all sorts of information, young and old, grand raffle, lots of fun. So even if you're not participating in the 5K, we'd love to have you stop by to come to the wellness fair. So
pre-registration for the 5K needed?
Yes. Okay. And you can contact Jamie Bray at the hospital. And again, that's 854-3141, and Jamie will take care of you.
All right. And the age group that you're aiming for, kids?
All ages.
All ages. Mm-hmm. All right. That's great.
Bring
That's
your
Saturday.
Family.
Okay, Saturday, September 12th. Yes. Rain or shine?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we have tents.
You're prepared.
Yes, we are.
You've done this a time or two
just
before.
Just a few.
Haven't you? As we get closer to the grand opening, and I think the buzz probably around town is interesting, for lack of a better term, and kind of exciting. As you get closer and closer to getting this thing opened up, right, Ken?
Well, as Tracy said, our employees are excited about the opportunity to be in a new facility and provide, you know, enhanced services that we can't provide in our current facility, in particular our rehab services. Mm-hmm. And, again, we're very proud of our rehab services. We have a great physical therapy and OT, occupational therapy team. And, you know, again, introducing warm pool therapy, we're happy to have that as well.
And this is a long-term deal. You're there for the long term.
You bet.
That's the great thing about it. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Guys, keep up the great work. This has been great to hear with an update on it, and we look forward to the grand opening.
We'll see you at the ribbon cutting.
Oh, more than likely. In the couple minutes we have left, maybe I can get the microphone swung around to Mickey Robinson here, my good buddy. Hi, Mickey. Good to see you this morning, sir.
Good morning.
Fall Festival coming up.
Well, every day gets more excitement because we have so much going on. I'm just going to highlight some special things and new things going on.
Okay.
First of all, we have the live white Alaskan reindeers.
Okay.
That's going to be free. You can review them with all the exotic animals, including the double humpback of the...
That's easy for you to say.
Yes, it is.
Humpback camel?
Camel,
okay.
Thank you, and all kinds of other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been doing that a lot. This year we got a new item. Is dinosaurs are so big that the movie that came out last month,
Jurassic World.
Yes, they did $500 million in 2 weeks going through the movie houses. So we've got a full display of them, not the real ones, but these are the full size. Of the dinosaurs, and then of course they're going to have almost every dinosaur head, so you can see the head features and everything like that.
And by the way, these models are the same type of models that go to the museums all around the world.
Correct. They make them right there in Bunnell.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have live from Nashville, Elaine or Amy Hailstorm.
Okay.
And she's been very good. She's going to put on a good show. And, of course, we have the free. It's free, so you come in, bring a lawn chair.
Yeah.
We also have a choo-choo train that's been with us now for 12 and a half years. This will be our 13th year with the train. It's free, the ride. And Rick Conica will take that around every 20 minutes, and you get a little ride on that. Then the Masons has a digit fingerprint that you take with you, which includes the photo they take and the fingerprint. It's all digit now. We finally got them out. Mm-hmm. Crime Stoppers have helped them too.
And I'm always set up right next to them when I broadcast, and it's interesting to see how these guys operate.
Oh, yeah. And then we have the big thing that's free, 8 hours of entertainment starting at 7 o'clock with Joe Powell, and then it goes all the way through the three-hour show that Steve Davis, Memories of Elvis, puts on. And, of course, starting early in the morning at 7 o'clock is the Tour de Cole bike ride, which is our 10th anniversary. And we're going to have the family, Magoni Joe, I believe it is. I'm butchering the Italian name. Family and relatives and his brother will be there to start the riders off and meet with them and everything. And we're going to have a special 10th anniversary shirt for that. It's going to be interesting. And then, of course, if you want more information about anything about the Fall Festival or Tour de Cole, go to our webpage, www.colecountrychamber.com.
And I'll see you there.
You better be.
I will. We've had a busy show today. Thanks to our friends from Carlinville Area Hospital, Ken Reed, Tracy Koster, Melissa Belovich. Also thanks to Albert Oberle and Sam Whitlow from Schramm City, speaking about the Fall Festival coming up on September 12th. And my good friend Mickey Robinson from the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce. And of course, Mickey spoke about the September 26th Bunnell Fall Festival. That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show. For WSMI, I'm Terry Toth.